really, 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 really full. I don't use the opportunity when we just come into the building, then all of a sudden I'm just going to get my shout on. My shout goes wherever I go. My dance goes wherever I go. My love for the Lord goes wherever I go. It does not rest or become activated when I get into the building, this house of worship, this house of God, this house of prayer. No, my shout goes wherever I go. And when things come to my towards my direction, it is my faith that produces the shout, that whatever tries to come against me, that I'm already armored up with the tools that God has entrusted unto me. Because you know, I reign here in the natural and I reign in the spirit realm. So therefore, we have the authority over both. And that's what God has entrusted unto his children. So I'm full. I'm full. Whether the house is full or not, I'm full. Because he's worthy. He's worthy to receive all the honor, all the glory, all the praise. So hear me, church, when I say, my shout goes with me. It does not become activated. It does not become louder when I enter into this building where there's an audience. I just need the one to hear me and see that I'm faithful to what he's given unto me. My God, and the word is life. And that word goes forth, is sent out, is released, and it produces life where once it was dead and barren. The word is life. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word is God. That Word that was with him in the beginning. So your beginning started when you received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. It did not begin when you were birthed out of your mother's womb. Your beginning here on earth began when you received the author of life, Jesus Christ. And so by the Spirit of God, we've been hearing messages released by the throne and from the throne of God, delivered by the Holy Ghost through his servant. And one of those that captured my spirit is living faith. How appropriate for the servant of God to put living before it. It's a living, active faith, because the word of God is life. In the beginning was the Word. So that tells me that the form Jesus took when he was in heaven with the Father, it was in the form of Word. So that Word, when it's sent, when it's released, it has to produce life. I have my Word, the hard bound here, but I would like to go to the New Living Translation and just the word gives life, and your faith is alive because you live by the faith of the Son of God. Once you received him, prior to your receiving of Jesus, you just had faith. It wasn't the faith that was going to produce the eternal salvation that we needed, but you believed in something that was introduced to you, and that something or someone was the Lordship of Christ Jesus. And so when he came into you, now you operate from his position. You are now operating as Jesus in these earthen vessels, empowered by the Holy Ghost. And the Word of God says the Word in the Gospel of John gave life to everything that was created. And his life brought light to everyone. And that's what we carry. We don't only carry the life of Jesus, we carry the light of God in the earth. That no matter where we go, we disperse it. We have turned on the switch because we can never bury Jesus. We can never turn off Jesus. Everywhere we go, there's got to be life that's producing life. Everybody say, life produces life. Life produces life. So the Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. And I'm not going to be long. I just felt in my spirit that, you know, we need to go beyond what we see in the natural. We have to elevate into our position, as Apostle alluded to a few Wednesdays ago. We are seated in heavenly places with him. Who is him? Jesus. So therefore, our outlook, our view on life is going to be different than if we were seated in the chair in this building. Because when we're seated with Jesus in heavenly places, our scope, our view is far supersedes anything that we can see. As a matter of fact, we can just turn around a little and our peripheral is able to see around us. But when you are in eye view, there's only so much that you can see. So we have to elevate to that position that Christ has already purchased for you. And that is, you got to climb up to where he's seating. And that takes faith. And according to John 1:4, the Word gave life. So the Word produces life. And so here before me, you got to remember that there were certain ailments that came before Jesus. And sometimes he just answered and responded without even the people asking him. That's a loving God. Sometimes you don't even have to ask. He will just respond just because. No, he can do a just because for me. And so here in the beginning was the Word, and the Word produces life. And so now that you have Jesus in you by the power of his spirit, because he's seated on the right hand of God, but by his spirit, he now lives in us. And so since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must put on, you must clothe yourself. Sister Finn, you must do it. The book of Galatians chapter 3, put on, clothe yourself. That means you have to participate or cooperate with what God has given you. Amen. So for me, the Word of God says that he has chosen us. So, clothe yourself. Put on Jesus. I have to do it. Apostle can't do it for me. Jesus can't do it for me. My mother can't do it for me. My husband can't do it for me, because in the book of Galatians it says, put on, clothe yourself. But what God does do is give you the ability and the strength to put on that which is needed for you to reflect And as the apostle said Wednesday, reflect and exhibit Jesus. And so that's what I'm going to do. And in this illustration, we always have Jesus wear white because he is that bright. Clorox can't get it no whiter. So I'm clothing myself. I'm putting on the garment that Jesus wants me to put on so that I can reflect his purity. I have to put that on. But the Holy Ghost gives you the strength to be able to pick that up and put it on. And so the Word of God says, put on, clothe yourself with Jesus. And so I have to do that. I have to make sure that when I walk before out of these doors or any door that I'm with enclosed within in a home or a room, when I come out, I have to make sure that I look pure and holy. Apostle said Wednesday, you can't say it. You gotta walk it. You gotta live it. And so I put on the garment of Jesus, his attributes, his character, according to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And so everything about me has to look like Jesus. I have to put it on. Excuse me. I have to prepare everything that it will fit according to the plan that he wants me to look like, just like him. So I'm just fixing my hair so that the shawl will fit on my head, but I am covered under his glory, under his anointing. So everything that reflects Jesus I have to reflect. When they look at me, I should look like Jesus. Everything about my life has to reflect Jesus. And so in the Word, we have here the servant of the Roman centurion. And so the Roman centurion, an officer, a Gentile, heard that Jesus was coming into his city, his province, his town. He went up to Jesus. All he said was, Master, my servant lies at home, sick, tormented, very, very ill. And before he could finish, Jesus says, I will come and heal him. The Roman centurion didn't even ask him to come. But that's the love of God. He sees your situation. And before he asks you, he will respond. That's the type of relationship, because this Roman centurion, he was responsible in building some of the synagogues in that place. A Gentile, a Roman soldier. He was responsible for building some of those synagogues. And so how appropriate for Jesus, I will come. Of course, we know the story. But the Roman centurion says, no, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. I too am a person of authority. He had 100 soldiers under him and more so, and then he had authority over him. So he knew the type of authority that got people's attention. And he said to Jesus, Because I am one of such authority. If I say to one, come, they come. If I say to one, go, they go. If I say to a servant, do this, they do this. But all you have to do, Jesus, is speak the word. There's no distance with the word. And here is a Roman centurion. He had the revelation of what authority can do for him because he's seen how it is in the natural. But he heard someone that operated in the spirit realm that no matter what he said, it came to pass. So he saw and heard that. So all he knew is like, I will just have him speak the word. So Jesus spoke the word. Go. Go. Go back, because just as you have requested and believed, it is done. So his servant was healed at that very moment. The word was sent. There was no touching. It was by word. Word of life produces life. The word was what? Sent. Say, the word was sent. The word was sent. A Gentile during that time believed because he understood authority. And he knew, he recognized the authority Jesus operated in. The same authority that he did not withhold from us. But we got to look like him. We got to talk like him. We got to walk like him. We have to believe in the same power he operated in. He did not withhold that from us. And so there's another example. So there, the father, the Roman centurion acted on his behalf and interceded on behalf of a servant. Just sent the word ahead. Just sent the word. And that's what we have. The Holy Ghost wants us to recognize that once we get into the position that we allow living faith to be activated in us, when you speak it, it doesn't matter how far the request comes from. With the words of Jesus, it will produce life. It will produce the desired results. But you got to put him on. You have to put him on. He can't do it for you. He can't. He will give you the ability to clothe yourself with him. And so we have another instance. Jesus was coming in. He heard all this murmuring, all this chaos going around. And so he asked, you know, he asked the multitude, why are you all arguing? He asked the scribes, what's all the questioning about? And out of that multitude, a father said to him, I brought my son who is crazy, a lunatic. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not do anything. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not do anything. Of course, he said, you know, you adulterous, perverse generation, how long should I be with you? But I'm trying to, from here to hear, to hear. God, the Holy Ghost wants us to open up the eyes of our understanding that the same power he operated in, we don't have to struggle to get to that point. We have to put him on. We have to look like him. We have to look like him. And so Jesus and the Father were holding the conversation. And Jesus asked, how long has he been like this? Ever since he was a young child, the devil would take him. He would throw him into the fire. He would throw him into the water, foaming at the mouth. And so Jesus just went and spoke to the demon, thou dumb and deaf spirit, come out of him and enter him no more. Such authority. Such authority. First, it was a Roman centurion, a Roman soldier. Speak the word only. Then he addresses the spirit in this young boy because the father went to him. And so whatever we do for Jesus, we have to make sure that when we speak the word is life. The word produces life. That it was already echoed earlier. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, empty. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper. It shall multiply in the thing where you sent it. So you have to operate like him while you're still here on earth in the human frailties. When you send that word, you have to believe that that word is going to come back fulfilled. We have. The Holy Ghost has been saying a lot about the woman with the issue of blood. During the Bruce Reed conference, he gave something, and then he dropped something in my spirit as well. And so this one, I believe that though she was afflicted with this sickness, everybody knows about this story. That's what happens when you lose blood every day for 12 years. You have no strength. You can't even hold yourself up. My God and King. The woman with the issue of blood was so desperate. Desperate measures requires desperate actions. With great determination and perseverance. Sometimes it will take more than just a few times of prayer in faith to see God bring forth results. Again, desperate measures requires or takes desperate actions. Feeling hopeless, no sign of the situation ever getting better. That's what she saw in her life. Faith of her touch. Touch from within herself, say. Within herself, she said, if I could just. So she already resolved within her that she knew that when she got to the master, that I know I'm going to get what I'm going after. Word produces life. And so the woman with the issue of blood has been in this condition for 12 years every day. And she pressed through a crowd. Why is it that the crowd was after the same thing, but yet only one received the blessing? How is it that so many touched him because they were pressed around him, yet one that was determined to get in to just touch the garment received? And he said, who touched me? And the disciples said, how could you ask such a question? The multitude that is pressing up against you, it could be any one of them because they are, it seems like, Well, they look like they want something from you because they're pressing around you. But he felt the faith of one that had to press through the crowd. Desperate measures requires desperate actions. Are you desperate and determined like the woman was with the issue of blood? That she did not allow any more rejections or disappointments to stop her from going after it one more time. Desperate measures requires desperate actions. She was desperate and she fell down. And in her bowing before the master, she recognized his sovereignty, his deity. And all she could do was nothing else but fall prostrate before him. That's what we should be doing as a church of the living God. That when he touches us, there's nothing else we want other than to serve the one and only true living God. The centurion prayed, sought after for his servant, and they left their current condition. They left their current situation. That's what Jesus does for us. He heals us so that we can leave that state, that position, and move forward with whatever he wants us to do. But when he heals you, when he blesses you, you go to another platform and you're zealous in your service towards him. Nobody can do anything else. Nobody can talk you out of coming to church. All you know, I got to get to the place where I know I can receive more of what he wants to do in my life. She touched and power was released. The parable of the sower talks about the various conditions of the heart, not the mind. It's in the heart that produces results. Therefore, we have to go past ourselves, past our intellect, past our feelings, past our reasonings, past our understanding, and get to the place where the word of God can get into it and produce results. It is in the heart that produces results. All of these three analogies, they all felt like they needed to connect with the one they heard about. Connection is very important in relationship. Intimacy is very important in relationship. You can't connect or be intimate with someone who is not there. Can we all stand up? Thank you, Precious, so kindly. Thank you, Brother Sean. Thank you, Sister Kelechi. Tonight, he wants to increase your faith a little more. That you have to clothe yourself according to Colossians chapter 3. You have to put on Jesus. And it is a personal decision to do that which requires of you to do in order to walk in the power of God. I want to say power because, you know, I want to now get away from blessing. The blessing is good. The blessing is supposed to draw you closer to Jesus. The blessing is supposed to bring you to a place that no one can disrupt or deter you from what God wants to do further in you. But I now want to get us to the place, Apostle, I know he definitely does. I want us to get to the place where we operate in power. We operate in his anointing. We operate in his glory. We operate from the position of Jesus that no matter how distant the request, no matter how it looks in the natural, no matter how long it's been, that with Jesus, all things are possible. Amen? 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 Amen. 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 Can we go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost for 2 minutes, please? Come on, marinate that word. You want to increase your faith. You want to increase your faith. You want to increase your faith that no matter what situation tries to confront you, that you have clothed yourself with Christ Jesus, that it will not cause you to yield, bend, nor blend to the pressure of that situation. Because it's in the pressure that shall produce the anointing that is needed for you to move forward so all can see around you that only God can receive the glory. So press, press and pray, press and pray, press and pray. Hey! Hey! God the Holy Ghost. God the Holy Ghost. God the Holy Ghost, release your power. God the Holy Ghost, release your fire. God the Holy Ghost, release your anointing. God the Holy Ghost, release your glory. Manifest yourself, Almighty God, in a greater level. In and through those that desires to be used by the Spirit of God for the glory of God, that all may come to see that Jesus Christ still reigns and rules in the earth. I plead the blood of the Lamb of God over every person represented under the sound of my voice. I plead the blood. Let the blood flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. For without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission. There is no forgiveness of sins. Press and pray. Come on. Get to know the one that lives inside of you. Get to recognize his voice. Get to recognize his wooing. Get to recognize when he speaks to you. Get to recognize his presence. Get to recognize when he is the compass of your life here on earth. Get to know the one that lives inside of you and wants to move you into a greater dimension. Get to know him. Hey! 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 Breathe, Holy Ghost. Breathe. Oh, let the physical body be refreshed tonight. Release your breath upon them. Let them be refreshed. Oh, let your people be refreshed tonight. Let your people be refreshed tonight. Clearance in their mind, their visibility to become unobscured in the name of Jesus. Oh, the ear to hear with clarity, the eyes to see. Oh, Father, strengthen them. Oh, invigorate their walk in you. Let there be a pep in their step. Let them grow. Let them mature. Let them elevate. Almighty God. And everybody say, don't ever become weary or tired before the presence of God. Because the word of the Lord is truth. And what is the word? It is life. And the word produces life. And so if your body is tired or if you feel something, I say to people, I say it in the women's meeting, it's good for us to believe for the world, but let's believe for Antioch to be saved first. Let us infiltrate Antioch. I want to see this Antioch in California to reflect to some degree the Antioch I read about in the Book of Acts 11. Amen? And so when you're tired and fatigued and your flesh is saying something, press in like that woman did. Determined, desperate. I need you, Dad. I need me, Dad, you, God. I need you, Dad. Press in during and praise and worship. Press in. And you'll recognize that sometimes your car, your motor keeps going when praise and worship is trying to switch. That's God. And when you recognize that, you can do that at home. Oh, you're tired, but you got a lot. You'll notice that God will invigorate you, will give you the strength. All of a sudden, you feel this breath, this heat, you know, cross a part of your physical body. And you know there's no heater or a natural fan like that. Immediately stop, because he's trying to get your attention. Stop. It's like, Holy Ghost, okay, you're here. More of you. What do you want me to do? Be sensitive to him. Amen? If you need prayer, you're more than welcome to come up. If you don't, that is good. But reflect Jesus. Amen? Anybody need prayer? Can we see a show of hands? Good. Everyone's blessed and ready to go conquer the world. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the message. We thank you for the praise and worship. We thank you for your servants that depicted the reality of what the word produces when Jesus was here on earth. We thank you for the exhortation, the encouragement on giving the tithes and the offerings, that we are obedient, for it is better to be obedient than to offer sacrifices unto you, O God. Father, I pray that you will bless your people, cause them to increase. The word was released on Wednesday, multiplication, multiplication in their blessing, multiplication of souls, multiplication of healings, multiplication of those that shall come in from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, multiplication of the revelation of the word of God, those hidden mysteries that will just revelate within our spirit. I pray, Almighty God, that we will not allow anything or anyone to rob us of where you want to take us to. I plead the blood over every person in this house, and I pray that shackles were broken, that healing is still progressive, and that it shall not cease, Almighty God, and that the blind shall see, the deaf shall hear, the lame shall walk, the dumb shall speak, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. I thank you, as the word confirmed, as Jesus confirmed the word with signs and wonders in the days of the Gospels, that the Holy Ghost is with us. As Jesus was with them, the Holy Ghost is with us. As Jesus was with them, the Holy Ghost is with us. As Jesus was with the early apostles, the Holy Ghost is with us, confirming the word. And everybody say, amen. Come on, authoritative. Authoritative, amen? Give me an authoritative response. And everybody say, amen. Little better. The Richter scale just went boom. I wanted to go off the charts, through the roof, dethrone principalities, every powers of darkness and evil, spiritual wickedness in high places, every altar that has been erected for Baal worship, these covens of these witches and warlocks that have gathered together to dethrone this administration. I want an anointed amen to dethrone every principality, the powers of darkness, every spiritual wickedness in high places, reversing the curse and every spell back into the covens, back into the place where it was sent, that there's confusion in their camp, but God, the Holy Ghost, is with this current administration. Let your amen be anointed with authority, and everybody say, God bless you, Apostle, and I thank you for coming out tonight. May the Lord watch over you, cause his face to shine upon you, keep you, and release the blessing and favor of God wherever you go. Thank you, Threshing Floor Bar, Tabernacle, and the Church of the Living God. Give the Lord high praise.